My guest is Christopher Lane, and Chris is from Thief River Falls, Minnesota, TRF. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Let's talk about you. Who are you, Christopher Lane?
Well, I'm originally from Thief River, but I've moved around a little bit. I lived in Tennessee for, my middle school years with my parents moving down there for work. And then we came back up here. Now, after going to college at Northland in town here, I went to school in Scotland for a while, and I came back again, and I settled in Thief River, married my wife that I met in college, and we have four kids now, so.
Well, you sound very young, Chris.
I'm 31, so.
Well, you are young.
Yeah, I'm fairly young, yeah.
But you've seen a few things in life. That's great. And you're a dad of four, and you're also an artist. What kind of art do you do, Chris?
Well, now I primarily do photography. I've done a lot of traditional art in the past. In my college years, I did mostly painting between oil and acrylic. A lot of drawing in the past. That's what I started with when I was really young, I guess. And I still do it from time to time, though I don't get as much time as I'd like, as you can imagine.
I can imagine a family like that, very young children. I've asked this question before of past guests. When did you first notice or find out, discover you wanted to be an artist?
Since I was very little, I guess. I've always loved, when I was little, I loved coloring books and things like that. I would draw my favorite comics and cartoons and video game characters and things like that. And it's just fostered ever since and grown into more and more things, trying different things.
Any influences or mentors for you at a young age?
I guess at a young age, and even still, I guess, Renaissance artists have been one of my biggest influences.
Okay.
But now with the internet, I can find new things every day. It's always changing. There's always new things to look at.
When it comes to artistic work, natural talent is key. How much training have you had to really hone that skill and that gift?
Well, I've done a lot of self-teaching, as well as, like I mentioned, I went to Scotland. That was for a fine art degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done through Northland College. And with John Leopold as the art instructor over there, he's helped me a lot. And I did some study with the Art Institute online.
What other mediums of art are you interested in?
Well, when I do get the time, I do still like to paint and draw, but
okay.
Photography, some of my photography is pretty in-depth as far as editing post-process, but for the most part, it seems to be a lot faster, and
sure.
I don't need as much equipment as far as like easels and paint and canvases and all that sort of stuff. So as far as space, it's, much easier to get by with photography than having studio space.
As an artist, long-range goals are a possibility, short-term goals as well as an artist?
Well, short-term, I just keep creating, I try to do stuff as frequently as I can. Long-term goal, obviously, as most artists, full-time artists would be a wonderful career goal, but it's hard to achieve, I guess.
As a photographer now, do you have something in mind as you go out and shoot, or do you basically leave yourself open to potential for what you see out there?
Well, depending on the day, I guess. Sometimes I have a specific goal in mind. I have a very specific shot that I have in mind that I want to get. Other times, if I'm just bringing my camera, I'll just shoot what I see.
How would you describe your photography?
That's a tricky question, I guess. Yeah, and no, I guess.
Okay.
It depends, again, on the shoot. Sometimes I'm shooting for something fantastical where I'm doing a lot of post-processing, but I guess it just really depends on what I'm going for at the time. It varies quite a bit with what I do.
Well, again, you're involved with the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and the next question ties into how they help you. As a matter of fact, you have an exhibit on display at the Arts Council Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks, don't you?
Yes, just I think it's starting this week on the 5th would be the official opening. I hung it yesterday. It's called Unseen Splendor, and it focuses on macro photography of flowers. And the flowers aren't just the kind that you would specifically grow in a garden for your own sake. It's all kinds of flowers, the ones that you don't normally look at, the weeds and things like that. And then since it's macro, it's things that are real in-close details that you don't normally see.
Again, that exhibit called Hidden Splendor, and it begins, as Chris mentioned, on September 5th. It'll be on display through September, including the Art and Wine Walk in downtown East Grand Forks and Grand Forks on September 20th. And by the way, the gallery days and hours of operation are Wednesday through Saturday, 2 till 8 p.m., Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Riverwalk Center in downtown East Grand Forks. That's fantastic. How else has the Arts Council helped you in your endeavors?
Well, they have the artist booklet that I've actually designed the last one, and I'll be designing this one coming up here again. The booklet itself is a good display for promotion. I haven't actually applied for any grants yet, but they've been mentioned to me, and I really should put in the time to try to do that. They do have a lot of grants, so that's always an opportunity that's available.
Do you have a website, Chris?
I do, chrislanephoto.com.
Could you spell it out for us?
chrislanephoto.com.
Well, Chris, thank you so much again, and we hope to talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Regional artist Christopher Lane on Pioneer 90.1.